Good morning. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 and 12. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows he has a short time. There's a lot of Christianity in America, and yet the devil rejoices. For the ethic of, hey, I'm a good person, I deserve a reward, remains the common American religious creed of much of that so-called Christianity. The blood of the Lamb that alone can save us is replaced with this, look at what I've done. I made my decision. Look at the experience I've had. Look at my piety, or the sacrifice or offerings I've made. Look at my orthodoxy. And so the greatest danger to our faith is not that we may face being burnt at the stake, but whether we will be seduced into compromise. Romans 11 warns, if it is of works, it is no longer of grace. And Romans 3, for no one will be justified by the works of the law, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. We can only overcome our enemies, sin, death, and the devil, by the blood of the Lamb. For Jesus' holy, precious blood has covered the guilt of all of our sins. Ephesians 6 thus calls that blood of the Lamb the shield of faith by which we can quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. Whatever sin, whatever failure Satan would accuse us of has already been washed clean by Jesus' precious blood. Romans 8, who then can bring any charge against God's elect? Against those carrying the Christ child within them? For it is Christ that died, and furthermore is arisen, sitting at the right hand of God, and who is also making intercession for us. Martin Luther wrote a hymn that we'll sing this morning about two young people who were burnt at the stake. In a debate at Brussels, Heinrich Voss and Johann Asch had demonstrated that the Catholic system of penance and masses was contrary to clinging to Jesus' blood and righteousness. They were burnt at the stake, but they died believing in Jesus' holy, precious blood. They died singing in God and not in human's trust, and so overcame the devil. The opening verses of Revelation chapter 12 picture Herod's dragoons, even at the time of Jesus' birth, seeking to make his blood worthless. It's a representation of how Satan's dragoons would attempt to destroy faith in the blood of Jesus, not just at Bethlehem or Brussels, but anywhere. So when Satan's dragoons would attempt to destroy that Christ child within you, cling ever more tightly to your Christ child. Carry him with you, for it's on that road, whether it's the dusty road to Egypt or to Brussels, the dusty road of your carrying the Christ child with you, that you will overcome the devil. Yes, reviewing these martyred saints of old can indeed make us wonder, could I be that faithful to Jesus? The smallest task can drive home the tendency of our flesh to be more concerned about my skin than about Jesus and what He's done for me. We have failed, haven't we? So often. Like the Palm Sunday crowds, we may have sung praise to Jesus on Palm Sunday, and yet on Monday to Friday, how often have we kowtowed to the lords of this world? Set our priority of following the crowds and putting a greater emphasis on possessions, popularity, and the pleasures of this life than on Jesus' blood and righteousness? Or made our boast and look at what my hands have done? It's only Jesus' blood that can cover also this thanklessness on our parts, that can establish you and me as righteous before God Himself. Jesus did that for Peter, even though Peter had denied Him. He wants to do it for you. For yes, we have failed, but Jesus stands with you. But it makes us ask again, then, how can we stand up to such tests? How can we persevere in the faith that brings salvation? Well, those martyred saints of old also sinned and failed, just like you and I have. When they stood strong, it was by the power of God's Word working in their hearts. And yet too easily we can take that Word of God for granted. James 1 reminds us that it's God's Word implanted in our heart that is able to save our soul. Ephesians 1 reminds us that the same divine power that raised Christ from the dead is at work in you through His Word. Hell trembles at the power that you and I possess in God's Word. And so the question is really not whether we will be able to remain steadfast, possibly even facing being burnt at the stake. The question rather is whether God in His grace is moving us to rely on the power of His Word today. As the power of His Word grows in us, so will our faithfulness. The first test in Abram's life was not whether he would sacrifice Isaac. No, the Bible specifically points out that it was after all these other things, after all the events of his life, that strengthened him in God's word of promise, that then God asked him to saddle his donkey and go to Mount Moriah. So, with us, our test is today. You and I may never be asked to face being burnt at the stake, but we are being asked every day to live for Jesus. Jesus will be your Lord today and Tuesday, as well as on Sunday, to the degree that we, by God's grace, rely on the power of His Word working in our hearts. So join Mary in bearing that Christ child within you, relying on His power, carrying Him with you, yes, to doing your studies faithfully, to the disagreement that you may have with your roommate or with a special friend, to every task that you face on walking that rough, dusty path of God's calling. For then you too will overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by His word of grace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 259, 259.